Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
It was right after Jamie and I got married, and in about January or something of 1973, we got married October 27th of 72, and so it was somewhere around January of 73, they were having a layman's Sunday at our Baptist church, and they asked if I would preach the Sunday morning service, 400 people in the church, and I said yes. I have no idea why I said yes, but as soon as I said yes, I began to be terrified. And I mean, I was praying and seeking the Lord and begging and crying and pleading for God to speak to me and give me something to say, because I knew that a train wreck, I was headed for one. And anyway, during that period of time, this is right after Jamie and I got married, we were in a little one-bedroom apartment in Dallas, Texas. And I, you know, back then I could go lay down and I'd be asleep before my head hit the pillow. I could sleep through anything. And I just lay down and I was asleep. Well, I went to bed and I couldn't sleep. I was just wide awake. And that was unusual. So I was just wondering what's going on. And I mean, the presence of the Lord became really strong. And so Jamie was already asleep. And I got up and left our bedroom, went into this one little living room that we had. And I mean, the presence of God became so real that I just fell on my face and I laid there for a long time, afraid to open my eyes, because I knew that God was there. And I got to praying, God, what's happening? What's going on? And a number of things happened. I'll give you the short version of it. But the Lord, I had been studying about Solomon and how the Lord appeared unto him in a dream and said, I'll give you whatever you want. What do you want? And anyway, the Lord brought that back to my remembrance, and I just knew in my heart that God was there saying, I'll give you whatever you want. He offered me the same deal that he offered Solomon. And I said, God, I want the ability to speak your word, to get up in front of people and not be afraid to speak in front of people. And as soon as I did that, the Lord led me to these verses. And I opened up my Bible, and you know, some of you read this and you think, well, that's nice. This happened to Jeremiah 4,000 years ago. But this was God speaking to me. And I know some of you have a hard time believing that, but I don't. God spoke to me through these verses. And he said, before I formed you in your mother's belly, I knew you. Before I brought you forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. And I had the exact same response that Jeremiah had. But God, I can't speak. I'm a child. And look at this. He says, the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child. And I mean, God yelled this at me. It was like, don't you ever, ever, ever again emphasize and amplify your fears and stuff like this. Don't you ever say I'm a child again. And man, I felt it a few times, but I've never said it, praise God. He said, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, that shalt thou speak. Be not afraid of their faces. You know, I literally took this scripture, and right after this, you know how I got up and ministered? I quit looking at people's face. I started looking about a foot above the last person's head back there, and that's the way that I preached for years. Now, I've gotten over that now, but for a long time, it looked like I was looking at you, but I wasn't. Amen. I wasn't looking at their faces. That's the way I used to minister. And he said, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. And the Lord spoke these words to me. And then he put with that Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Let me just read that. And it says, wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire and the people wood, and it shall devour them. God spoke these things to me. I know I'm doing what God called me to do. I was sanctified unto this from the time before I was born. This is what I was created for. You know, when I was 8 years old, we had an evangelist come to our Baptist church. And this evangelist, this is in the Baptist church, mind you. This evangelist came to my father and mother, and for a whole week, just he took me out to eat every day and said, "This boy's called to preach. This boy's got an anointing on his life." And you know what? He tried to get me to come down front and make a commitment, what in the Baptist church we called surrender to preach. He tried to get me to surrender to preach that week, and I wouldn't do it. 8 years old, because all I could think of was a Baptist preacher, and I knew I wasn't called to be that. I knew I wasn't called to do that, and I couldn't see it, and so I refused to do it. But I've thought back on that, and you know what? There was a gift and a calling and an anointing on my life. I've been separated unto God from my mother's womb. I've never got into the stuff that other kids got into. I was raised in the same family as my brother and sister, and they both love God and they're serving God, but they went a different direction. They took a different route, been in jail, had things happen to them. But you know what? I was just separated. And I believe that God has a purpose like that for every person's life, but some of us hear it and respond to it and others don't. I was with a friend of mine one time, a preacher, who was raised in the family of an alcoholic. And his parents were both alcoholics, and they would get money and they'd drink until they were just out of it and laid out for 2 and 3 days. And this guy would wear clothes until they wore out, and then he would stay at home and he'd run around in his underwear because he didn't have any clothes, any shoes, and he was malnourished. And anyway, he got onto drugs and wound up in a hospital about 18 or 19 years old, was out of it mentally. His mind was gone. He was in an insane asylum trying to glue little pieces of mosaic stuff together to give him something to do. And he got born again in that situation. And he started serving the Lord. He's on television. Many of you probably seen him and stuff. But anyway, this guy, we were sitting down and visiting and talking about things. And he was telling about how bad his life was and how terrible everything was. And he told me his story. And then he says, "So how did you find the Lord?" And you know what? I was embarrassed. I didn't want to tell him because it seemed like, man, it wasn't fair. I had things so easy. I just have known the Lord. I got born again the very first time God nailed me over a sin. Not the first time I'd sinned, but the first time, I mean, I knew that I had not just sinned against my mom and dad. I'd sinned against God. I repented in sackcloth and ashes, and I got born again, and I have served God. I've never said a word of profanity in all of my 59 years, never taken a drink of liquor, never smoked a cigarette. I've always been seeking after God, and I felt embarrassed to tell him, and finally he drug it out of me. And I told him how, you know, when I was like 4 or 5 years old, I used to lay in the backyard at night and look up at the stars and just be praying, "God, what is life all about? What's the purpose?" And I did it so often that my mother thought something was wrong with me. She would come and say, "What are you doing out here?" And so I used to go hide in this little corner where nobody could see me. And I've always been seeking after God my whole life. And you know what? I started giving that testimony and sharing this. And this pastor, he says, "Don't you be ashamed of that." He says, "You know what? When I was 4 and 5 years old, I did the exact same thing." He says, "God stirred me." He said, "I had the same stirrings in my heart, but I walked away from them. I didn't have the encouragement that you did." But he says, "God had a plan for my life." He says, "I can look back and tell it now." And you know what? I begin to start talking to people, and I've come to a place, I'm convinced this is true of every person in this room. You may have denied it. You may have drowned out the voice of God with something else. But since you were a little boy or a little girl, God has tried to reach you. God has been trying to direct your paths. Some of you have dreams in your heart that it just wasn't practical in your way of thinking to indulge them and to pursue them. And so you had to do all of these other things. But there's things in your heart that God placed there, that if you would begin to start seeking Him, God would reveal this to you. I often tell people this. I say, just forget right now. You got to have money to live. Forget the fact that you've got your roots put down here and you got your children here and you've got this and you've got that and you got all of your friends and you got all of these things. Just remove every obstacle. If money was no option, if nobody else's opinion mattered, if you weren't intimidated and fearful thinking you can't do this and this and this, if you were just to, in your imagination, remove every obstacle and say, if there was no restrictions on me and if I just could do anything I wanted, what would you do? 9 out of 10 times, that's God speaking to you what His will for your life is. But we let circumstances and people speak to us and steer us and point our direction in another, our life in another direction, and we miss what God gets. But the Bible says in Psalms chapter 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. That doesn't mean that God will just give you whatever you lust for. If you want a new wife, a new husband, God will give it to you. That's not what that's talking about. That's saying that when you are putting God first and delighting yourself in the Lord, when you're seeking God with your whole heart, God changes your desires. He puts His desires in your heart. He gives you the desires of your heart. If you are truly seeking God, now that's a big if, but that's a major statement. If you are truly seeking God, if you have made a commitment to where, God, I want your will more than I want my will, if your heart is right with God, then do what you want to do. Do what's in your heart. What gives you a buzz? What excites you? That's what you ought to be doing. That's God speaking to you. Now that's subjective. Some of you in here may be thinking, oh, well, man, here's what I want to do. I want to go gamble all the time. I want to become one of these professional poker guys that wins on the tour. Well, I would doubt that your heart is right with God. That's not a godly concept.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK148 titled, What You Don't Know Limits God, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our telephone number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Let me remind you that we have brand new product out entitled Don't Limit God. And this is an update of a teaching I did 7 years ago that was entitled Taking the Limits Off of God. And this is an updated testimony about what God has done in my life and a real challenge to you to just start believing God for something bigger and better. We serve a supernatural, almighty God who has made His power and His ability available to us, and therefore we ought to be having a supernatural life. If your life isn't supernatural, it's superficial. Amen. I mean that to encourage you, not discourage you. So please listen to our announcer and call or write and get this brand new product.